brand new exhibition called Journey of a Lifetime, opening tomorrow evening. And it's described as an exhibition with a difference. Neil Shawcross is the artist and he joins me now. Neil, a very good morning to you.
Hello, Pamela. Nice to hear you.
It's lovely to talk to you as well, Neil. An exhibition with a difference. What is the difference? Can we spot it?
I think you will. For many years, I have collected posters from galleries around the world. I haven't travelled the world, but if my friends have been visiting, say, Australia, I say, could you get me a poster from the National Gallery of Sydney or New York, San Francisco, the whole Japan? I've collected these images with the reproductions of Picasso or Van Gogh on them. But the important thing is that the name of the gallery has always been at the bottom of the image. And just for, well, a bit of fun, about 20 years ago, I painted over a Picasso. dear me.
Harsh intake of
breath. The man who painted over Picasso. Wow, there's a book called The Dog Away to Picasso, but I painted over one. And it was, I just thought it looked very interesting. And started doing one or two or three. Eventually, Michael Flanagan saw them years ago and was very excited about the idea of this world tour of these posters. And I actually painted about 100 of them. So Michael has put on a lovely, lovely display of them at this pop-up gallery on the Lisburn Road.
Yes, it's Malone Exchange on the Lisburn Road.
Yes, corner of Windsor Avenue there. And it makes a beautiful exhibition space. He's done a great job. I can't thank him enough.
Well, the poster, the work, when you paint over a Picasso, do you just, is that him, that's the Picasso work gone and it's replaced by a Neil Shawcross? Or have you added or subtracted or what have you done? Is there any hint of Picasso
completely, there? No, just completely obliterated all the images that were on these posters. And
Can I just say, the man who obliterated Picasso, that's even better title.
And they've been a kind of run just at the end of a session of where I've been painting in the studio. I've had more paint on the palette. I thought, I'll do another image of one of these posters, and they kind of throw away. And the irony of it all is that they've turned out a lot better than the canvases I've been working on. That's just the way it is. It's that's the way of whole flesh, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. But
you just relax and let it all go. And
go with the flow.
I'm delighted with them, Pamela, and I hope I see you there.
Well, I would love to get to come along and have a look at them. And are they going to be in the gallery for a while?
They're there until the 20th of this month.
Oh, brilliant.
It's a two-week session.
Excellent. But the work, as I say, it's when you say you've been painting and then you go to the posters, the work that we've seen you doing recently, I mean, an artist's work is always evolving, but we've seen you be doing bottles, we've seen you do labels, we've seen books, we've seen food produce. So what sort of things have you been painting on the posters?
It actually represents the themes I've worked on over the last 20 years. It's a very good, it's a kind of, I suppose, a mini retrospective as well as my world tour. But it covers a whole range of my interests.
Excellent.
And the one thing it does that I've never done on the posters are the portraits I've worked on. Those would be too difficult to transfer in this way.
And some of the posters, you say, there's nothing left of what the original poster was.
Oh, no, that's absolutely, nothing.
Nothing.
Because it didn't, I used to say to my friends, it doesn't really matter what the reproduction is, as long as it's got the title of the museum and gallery at the bottom.
And have you kept that on?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was the important thing, that it looks as though my work has been exhibited all over the world. But what's the to avoid any trouble about I don't know what it is, the new misrepresentative.
Oh yes,
there's some of the dates of the exhibitions that were in the museums are also on at the bottom, but I've signed my paintings on a different year. They would have been different years, so there's no contradiction there. People cannot really seriously think I've exhibited in all those places. But they look well. It makes almost gives. I've always thought that the posters give the paintings a stamp of authority. Mm-hmm. And there you are. I've given myself all this authority.
I love that, Neil. I mean, if you can't, who can?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's usually have to wait until you've been dead 100 years. I decided not to. I'm doing it now.
That's my boy. Well, listen, Neil. It's as always. It's lovely to talk to you. And will these posters? Are they? I mean, an artist has to make a living. Are they all for sale?
Yes, they are.
Good. Yep. Excellent.
Okay.
Well, listen, it's the pop-up gallery. It's Malone Exchange, corner of Windsor Avenue in Belfast. And, of course, if you're...
You can't miss it because Michael's written Shawcross's World Tour. You just cannot miss it.
I love it's a great title as well. The man also who obliterated Picasso on his world tour, and also if you happen to be going to the Ulster Museum, nip across the road to Cafe Connor, have a coffee and have a look at Neil's work there too. Listen, Neil, it's as always lovely to talk to you, and the very best of luck with your world tour.
Thank you very much.
From the comfort of your armchair. Take care.
That's it, exactly.
Thanks very much indeed, Neil Shawcross. The world tour part one opens to the public on Friday. There's a special opening tomorrow night, and then it will be on display until Saturday, the 20th of June, Malone Exchange, which is on the corner of Windsor Avenue, a pop-up space on the Lisburn Road in Belfast.